On the 18th of October, 1330, Roger Mortimer summoned a number of King Edward's household knights, the young king's friend William Montague first among them, to be interrogated on information that they were plotting against the regime. Mortimer's spies had served him well in all but one respect. Montague and his friends were not plotting against the king, but with him. This time, Mortimer, though clearly suspicious, was persuaded to let them go. And once their questioning was over, they made much play of their public departure from the city. The following night, however, they returned without warning or fanfare, silent this time in the darkness. They gathered, Montague and 24 others, at the foot of the castle mound, well away from the torchlit gates and armed guards that both protected the king and imprisoned him. Montague and his men felt their way into a hidden passageway carved into the rock, a secret which they, but not the garrison above, had learned from a sympathetic townsman. Carefully, with weapons in hand, they made their way up the pitch-dark tunnel until they emerged into the heart of the castle. As they had arranged, Edward was waiting to meet them. Mortimer and Isabella were surrounded before they knew what was happening, the queen forced back into her bedchamber, Mortimer struggling to draw his sword against his grim-faced assailants, then quickly disarmed and overpowered. After 3 years, the rule of Isabella and her consort was over. Mortimer's fate was not in doubt. The scene had been played out too many times in the blood-stained years that had been Edward II's legacy to his kingdom. There was the proclamation of evident guilt, in this case, the murder of the last king and the usurpation of the power of the present one. The sentence of a traitor's death, then, on the 29th of November 1330, the scaffold at Tyburn. Just a year earlier, Roger Mortimer had styled himself King Arthur at a tournament of extraordinary magnificence, where he sat, crowned at a round table, with Isabella playing Guinevere at his side. Now he was stripped of his clothes and strung up from the gallows. A man hanged like a common thief, with a lack of ceremony that mocked the hollow vanity of his former pretensions.